Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, it's almost Friday, and I'll tell you what, I'm pretty darn happy about that. I'm actually cool with that. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and join in the conversation. Gosh darn it, we like talking to you. There, I said it. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I saw the story and I was like, man, I wonder how everybody on the show handles this kind of a situation. Neighbors battled for a parking space.
Oh, I have been there.
For over an hour. Have you went that long, Live the Web Girl?
No, it wasn't really an hour. It was more like a passive-aggressive thing for probably like a year.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Monday night in L.A. in the Koreatown neighborhood, two cars ended up in a standoff over a parking space. It lasted for more than an hour. Someone on Twitter noticed the cars outside their window. There was a silver car. It was blocking a black car from backing into an open parking space on the street. 10 minutes later, the cars didn't budge, and the drama continued, they said, for a full hour and a half until one broke the ice and just got out.
Wow.
Yeah, they documented it on their Twitter account, and they each other had like their emergency flashers on, so other cars were forced to move around and go into other lanes just to get on by. And and I guess they completely ignored a second parking spot that opened up across the street. They're like, nope, I'm already engaged in this process. I'm not moving now, even though something opened up.
That would give me major anxiety.
What a waste of time.
So what do you guys do then? Like, what if you legit have a spot, let's just say like at a grocery store or something, anywhere where it's, you know, first come, kind of first serve, or at the mall. Whew, the mall, the holidays, I turn into a terrible person I don't like to admit, because I don't care if you're a young person or an old person. If you do me wrong, I'm hitting you with my Jeep.
The solution is very easy. Let people like Joe take the spot. Who cares? You'll find another one. If someone is as crazy as Joe and is going to hit you or hurt you, sure, let him take it.
I'll run you over.
I just intimidate easily. So
wait, you intimidate people easily?
No.
You get intimidated easily.
I get intimidated
very easily. She's a pushover in a different
way. So I'm like a pushover. I get intimidated super quickly. Also, I'm like the least competitive person in the world. And I feel like this has to do with kind of like competitiveness and stubbornness. I'm not really competitive, so yeah. I'm like,
no, if it's your parking spot, that's your spot. Like, if you turn on a signal and somebody's like going to try to like sneak around the car a different way, like, no. You know that's my spot. You know I was here even if it was like 20 seconds before you. That's my spot, not yours.
See, I've had so many people like in a road rage follow me and like honk at me and come up, pull up on the side of my car and roll down their window and scream at me and point their finger at me and like even at red lights come up to me.
Is that because, like, you were like texting and driving though?
I mean, who knows what it was for? Probably. I don't mean to be a bad driver. It's not like I'm purposely a bad driver. It just happens.
Can a girl eat her lunch in the car?
I have experienced that road rage, so like I'm terrified.
And see, I believe in karma, and I believe that everything happens for a reason. So if Joe gets that parking lot or that parking spot first, you were meant to have that parking spot, Joe, because maybe a piano will fall out of the sky or a rock. And then see, I'll be in the other spot and my car will be fine and your car smashed and then I'll laugh at you.
Wow, that's really positive thinking there, wishing a piano to fall on someone.
Hey, man, just do my thing.
Now, I actually keep pennies in my car, not to like, you know, give out to people at like stop signs, but to throw at people. That's my first line of defense.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I one time threw a cheeseburger at somebody and I really regretted wasting my food.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, if you're doing me wrong, you're going to pay for it. There are consequences for your actions.
In high school, I was walking in my neighborhood and someone threw a head of lettuce at me. All shredded up. It was a shredded up head of lettuce and then the full thing, like not just like a handful, like the whole shredded up head of lettuce just on me. I don't know. They sped off.
Liv then picked it up and said, thank you. I really like this. This is great.